At the end of the election night party, where candidates and supporters watched results come in, Democratic Congressman Paul Tonko introduced Saratoga Springs Democratic mayoral candidate Joanne Yepsen before a crowd of supporters.
I introduce to all of you the mayor-elect of the city of Saratoga.
An unofficial tally showed Yepsen capturing about 52% of the vote. On January 1st, Yepsen will step down from her four-term post as Saratoga County Supervisor and head to the mayor's office for a two-year term. Her Republican opponent, Deputy Mayor Shauna Sutton, has served with outgoing Mayor Scott Johnson, who did not seek another term for the past 6 years. Upon taking the podium, Yepsen repeated some of her key campaign issues, including her promise to make City Hall more open to the public.
No more inaccessibility. This is going to be about being accessible, being inclusive, and hearing every voice across the city, no matter what neighborhood.
Yepsen also campaigned on putting together a sustainable development plan for Saratoga Springs, a theme she also recognized in her remarks.
This is about the future development of our city. This is about including all our package of assets because we have such diversity in the city of Saratoga Springs that makes us successful. And we're going to balance that with the future growth and build sustainable practices.
Yepsen thanked her family and supporters and also called up to the front of the room all of the Democrats who ran in this year's general election. Across Broadway at Republican headquarters, Shauna Sutton spoke to her own group of supporters and family members. Sutton bowed out of the race and praised the crowd for helping her keep it clean during the election season.
Listen, I'm really, really proud. We ran a clean grassroots campaign. We made a lot of new friends. A lot of old friends came out, young adults, families, and it was really well done.
Sutton also hinted at a return to work with outgoing Mayor Scott Johnson in some capacity.
2 weeks from now, almost 6 years to the day, Scott Johnson interviewed me for deputy mayor, and it's been quite a ride, Scott. But you know what? I got a feeling in the next couple of years, you and I might be working together again.
Yepsen later thanked Sutton and said she hoped to make the transition between administrations a smooth one.
You know, I thank her for her service. She has put in 6 years of hard work in City Hall, and I appreciate that. It's not easy task, I'm sure. We are going to make this transition as smooth as possible because I'm going to be a mayor that represents everyone, regardless of political party.
As Mayor Yepsen will take her place within Saratoga Springs ahead of future negotiations that could open the door to a full resort-style casino project, after voters across the state approved an amendment that would allow up to 7 in the state. The Spa City has been considered as an area with high potential for a casino, and the Saratoga Casino and Raceway is pushing forward with a $30 million expansion project. Although the proposal passed statewide, Saratoga County residents overall rejected the casino amendment 53-47%. Yepsen said she recognized that many county residents feared that Saratoga Springs could, quote, become another Atlantic City.
We just can't let that happen. And I know I can work as a leader of this city to represent the people with the owners of the Saratoga Casino and with the governor's office to ensure that all good, diverse package of assets are really promoted and advanced in this city, because that's what makes Saratoga Springs so special.
Meanwhile, Democrat John Frank defeated Republican challenger John Arpe to keep his post as Commissioner of Accounts. Democrat Michelle Madigan was unchallenged for re-election for Commissioner of Finance, and Republican Anthony Skip Scirocco defended his seat as Commissioner of Public Works from a challenge by Democrat William McTighe. Incumbent Commissioner of Public Safety Chris Mathiesen, a Democrat, edged out a narrow lead over Republican challenger Richard Wirth. However, Wirth has not yet conceded and is reportedly waiting for absentee ballots to be counted. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.